get that water, you see, comes in and runs it right on down.
Mm-hmm. The, what kind of material did you use on the roof? What did they do for, did they cut shingles?
Most of them were shingles. Made themselves.
They would.
Yeah, they just take oak shingles. That's quite an art in good shingle making. They had good timbers back in those days. They made good shingles. You got a good shingle roof, you had something last for years.
About 50 years ago, we had a shingle knife, shingle mill. We had three men work there all the time, and they dipped those shingles through a vat of some kind of stuff to preserve them.
Oh, they were good. I'd rather have
sold them for $3 a square, I believe.
Huh?
Sold them for $3 a square. Now I bet they'd be 15 or 20, maybe more if you didn't
buy them. And lots better than what you buy now and pay way up, Jonathan.
Made a lot of money out of the shingle mill.
Can you tell me something about how you would keep warm and how you cook?
They just had old time quilts back in my day. We finally got some blankets. I think they got to make them blankets. Well, Mother and Daddy got blankets. Papa usually went to market and came back with a lot of stuff out of Memphis and all. Around 1910 or 12, I think we got maybe some blankets. But we usually use quilts, sheets. We kept warm. We had good fireplaces.
How did they, what was in the mattresses and the pillows?
Most people use feather beds. And a lot of them use just plain old straw.
For the mattress?
Mattress was cotton mattresses, wasn't they? Homemade cotton mattresses?
Yeah, some of them cotton mattresses, some of them made from what? Some kind of from geese.
Yes.
And
feather beds on top of the cotton mattresses.
And
over the bed, would you use something for an ornament, or ornamentation, or just appearance?
Yeah, they went in long for that. Finest quilts they could quilt, you know. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a pillow that would go all the way across the bed? Was that fashionable?
I had an aunt, Mrs. Holloman, my mother's oldest sister. Lord, she used to fix up some of the fanciest beds.
It was an art.
Taylor, those pillows that went all the way across wasn't called a pillow, was it?